This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. August USDA Crop Report Update. USDA estimates the U.S. corn yield at 181.8 bushel per acre, up from the trend line 178.5, and the average trade guess of 180.3 bushel per acre. Big crops tend to get bigger in the September crop report, which will come from field assessments instead of a survey, is likely to grow at least near the high end of guesses for this report of 183.3 bushel per acre. That added 278 million bushel to production, estimated at 15.78 billion bushels. Yet USDA reduced the current year carryover by 20 million to 2.228 billion. They increased the 2020-21 carryover 118 million bushel to 2.756 billion. They soaked up much of the larger production by adding 75 million bushels to exports at 2.225 billion, 50 million bushel to feed consumption at 5.925 billion. They left the ethanol crushed unchanged at 5.2 billion bushel. I think that was a very optimistic assessment of demand. The increase in production was larger than the increase in demand, so they did lower their average price for corn 25 cents a bushel to $3.10. They left their assessment of Brazil and Argentine corn crops unchanged at 101 and 50 million metric ton, respectively. They tweaked the 2020-21 world-ending stocks upward by 2.5 million metric ton to 317.5 million metric ton, which compares to 311.3 a year ago. USDA boosted the soybean yield to 53.3 bushel per acre, up from trend line of 49.8. and 2 bushel per acre higher than the 51.3 average trade guess. That would be a new record yield for soybeans. They boosted production to 4.425 billion bushel. That was close to the high end of estimates of 54.2. This number would be expected to be larger again in September. They trimmed this year's carryout by 5 million bushel and increased the 2021 carryout by 185 million bushel to 610 million. As previously noted, I was expecting that a higher yield would offset their projection for a year-to-year carryover to decline, and it came very close, 610 million versus 615 million bushel. Maybe next report in September. USDA tried to soak up the enlarged production with 75 million bushels larger exports, a 20 million bushel larger crush, and a 5 million bushel increase in the residual. They took 15 cents a bushel off the average soybean price, calling for $8.35. State-by-state yield highlights in the August report were Illinois up 26 bushel per acre at 207 bushel per acre compared to 2019. Minnesota was up 24 bushel per acre compared to last year. South Dakota up 23 bushel, but Iowa only up 4 bushel per acre at 202. No major Corn Belt state is expected to have a lower corn yield than last year. In soybeans, comparative year-to-year soybean yields were up 10 bushel per acre in Illinois and Indiana, 10.5 bushel per acre in Michigan. Minnesota was up 7. Illinois is the top soybean yielder at 64 bushel per acre. Only one state, Pennsylvania, is expected to have a lower soybean yield than last year. I know of no one who was looking for a bullish report today, so there was a lot of bearishness dialed in ahead. These were not bullish reports, but no worse than the trade's imagination. Sometimes their imagination is not the same as the average trade estimate. Average trade guesses do not necessarily reflect what the trade thinks. They are just the average numbers from analysts on the data. I think that yields would have to have exceeded the highest trade estimate to be bearish, and the USDA was generous in the demand side of the reports, soaking up larger production, which took away the sting. The area in Iowa damaged most by the derecho was one of the areas with the highest yields a year ago. That damage will have to be accounted for as well. The Iowa Ag Secretary says that the derecho impacted 10 million acres in Iowa. Our climatologist says that from satellite analysis that it impacted 8 million acres in total in all states, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. Half of that is soybeans, which reportedly were bouncing back up. So that would mean that 4 million acres of corn was impacted, which is a lot, but not 10 million. Now you tell me what it will yield. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.